Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your account management and energy consumption and save money? Download the MyMTE app, track your energy consumption, pay your bill online, even report outages right from your phone. It's available free on iOS and Android. Time to talk with Steered Straight. Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. Got a lot to talk about with Jennifer Sanchez this morning and first show of the brand new year. I hope you had a great holiday.
I did. How about you?
Yeah.
Good.
Great holiday.
Yes.
2025 is off to a fast start.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. I love it. Yeah, it is. It is going. I hope we're done. I hope that was our winter. I hope that was it.
You're not a snowbird.
I am not. That's why I moved here. But I have come to accept that Tennessee gets one good snow day, a little bit of a winter. This is our winter. I'm hoping that we're done. And we can start hitting those 60s.
Well, I don't know how long you've been here, but the last 5 years we've had a snow. But before that, it seemed like it was a decade that we didn't get a snow. So
I know. Unfortunately, I'm sure people are probably growling at me right now and be like, yes, you guys are the ones who brought it down. I hear that often. But I've been here long enough. I've been here for 5 years. And so when someone else says that you moved here, I'm like, it's your fault now.
People seem to like, you know, one, maybe two more snows. But once you hit after Valentine's Day, no more snow. They're ready for spring.
Really. Yeah. By mid-February, we're done. We really are. I've gotten used to it. So I'm like, okay, we got a few more weeks to go here. We can make it through. But yeah, we really are.
The March snows are honestly the best because, you know, it may be cold enough to snow one day, but the next day it could be 60 degrees.
Yes.
So, you know.
That is nice. I do love it because I start running about this time of year too, because I eventually will do I'll sign up for a 5K somewhere. And so I have run in January and February because there's just been really nice days out. So I know it happens because I've gone out running in it, because otherwise I won't.
Yeah. Mid-50s this weekend. So
yeah.
Before it turns sharply colder again.
Oh,
but, you know,
that's
just all part of it.
No.
So Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. You are the manager there. Steered Straight is the ministry that does a lot of great work. Why don't you kind of give us a preview, or I guess maybe just your elevator speech on what Steered Straight is?
Sure. Yeah, it's the easy one. Everybody, when we get asked when they come in, they're like, so you're not-for-profit, what are you? And I said, my bosses, they go to schools and they talk to students about drug and alcoholism, suicide and bullying, and vaping. And they're like, all right, cool. And so that's kind of my quick little line for anybody who comes in shopping with us. But yes, they really do. They've been doing this for 18, I think going on 19 years now. It's a husband and wife team, Darla and Michael. And basically it's all that in a nutshell. He did all that, started at the age of 11. With being offered a joint and a beer and all that good stuff and a cigarette at some point. So he started at the age of 11 and grew and eventually he sold drugs. He was a dealer and got into gangs, and his mom actually died as a result of retaliation of a gang violence, and he went to prison. And so while in prison, there was a another thing in there called Scared Straight. Mm-hmm. And he did that for a while, but he realized trying to scare, you know, older 20 or younger 20 something older teen wasn't really working. He said, well, how can I get ahead of this? Once he got out of prison, that's where he came up with Steered Straight, steering in the right direction, giving them information so they can steer in the right areas. And yeah. So they've been doing this for a long time now. He's back at it again. He was actually just in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
And so he was just here recently. He was at a middle school, I think Forest something middle school. So he is back at it again for schools that are opened and going. And then, of course, that kind of in the downtime, he does take a little bit of downtime. He gets a little bit during Christmas and a little bit in July. But he still will go and do prison. He'll go to prisons and talk to prisons. He'll talk to the guys. His wife will talk to the women prisons. But they have been busy, busy, very busy people.
I wonder how many miles Michael puts on a vehicle and how many air miles in a year. I bet it would be phenomenal.
I think they could fly anywhere at this point. So, yeah. I can't. Oh, those poor cars, right?
Yeah. Right? Boy, I'm telling you. So that is the work of Steered Straight. And you were telling me that the Steered Straight family is growing.
It is. Yeah, the store is definitely growing. Well, the ministry itself obviously is very much growing. They've actually got some really big plans, Michael and Darla. They actually moved to McMinnville about 6 months ago. They got a house there. They're super excited. Now they're like, they always call themselves Tennesseans, but now it's like they've got land. They got land in Tennessee. Yeah. So super happy for them. While they're there, they're talking about doing some women and children ministry there, even getting housing for them. They're talking about like a men's ministry. So they're really wanting to expand and keep growing. And that was the point of getting some land and where they're at. But the biggest thing that is actually happening right now is that they are opening another thrift store there. So that will be called Steered Straight 2. I'm assuming the furniture. Well, I don't know if they're big enough for furniture. I haven't seen the store yet, but there'll definitely be a thrift store also. And that's going to be off of the highway, McMinnville Highway. And that's opening February 1st. So they're working on it right now.
So not Steered Straight 3.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to do the 3. Yeah. I don't know. I actually don't know what they're going to do with that. Because we're not necessarily the number 2. We're just T-O-O. Because we're just saying we're 2. We're a part of something. So... good question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah. So it's growing. So we're really excited for McMinnville and having another store open up there. So please, if you're in that area, if you're hearing me, and like I said, February 1st, they'll be opening up. Spread the word.
It's all to help fund the ministry.
Yes.
Obviously.
And that, and of course, what they've got in store, holy cats. You know, they've got a lot going on. They want to again, like I said, women's and kids housing area and a men's housing area. Like, they really want to help grow. And so they've got a lot on their plate. They're very ambitious people, which I do love. I love their ambition. So
absolutely. Well, that's fun. And I'm sure that, you know, if they need some tips on how to do things there, you'll be a phone call away.
They are. She's already calling me. Sure. That was the first I sat down probably at my desk for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And there was Darla calling me. She goes, I have a question. I'm like, I bet you do. She hasn't run a store in a while because I've taken over the last 3 years. So I still go to her. I mean, she's still my boss. And I go to her and I talk to her about different things that are happening within the store, of course, and asking for permission. But they haven't like physically like ran a store in over 3 years. So it's going to be like, oh yeah, what was that again? Oh yeah, what was that again? It's like trying to get back on a bike again.
Yeah.
So yeah. So she's got to get back on that bike again.
Well, that is good news. And it's good to see growth. And, you know, 2025 is going to be another big year for Steered Straight, it sounds like.
It will be. Yeah, we're excited.
Jennifer Sanchez is joining us today. She is the manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, which is on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And you don't have Christmas lights or trees anymore, right?
Oh, you know. I'm so.
Are you happy?
I love Christmas at Christmas, but once it's done, oh gosh, like the next day I was ready to take all my decorations down. I was ready to clean up everything. So Christmas is gone. We did not sell, like, actually gets moved on to another ministry, so we don't throw things away. We move stuff on, so, and that goes to everything. So if we're not able to sell it, or we've got too many coffee pots or whatever that might look like, we actually do move on to another ministry. So it's not like we're throwing it away. We are moving it on. But yeah, that's all packed up. My rooms are back in order. So I've got my boutique room is all bougie and fun and got all the cutesy fun stuff again. So for all my bougie thrifters out there, the boutique room is back and up and running again. And so also my vintage room, all those lovely people who love to hunt for the fun old vintagey items, that room is open again too. So, and then we actually are going to do some rearranging in our media at some point too.
Cool.
we got some rearranging to do of our own.
So you would think that right after Christmas is when you would get Christmas donations. Is that true?
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting them.
Yeah. And so
and we look at it and we just box it up and we've got an attic space. So,
okay.
Oh yeah, we can, you are more than welcome to still donate Christmas to us, because whatever new comes, we'll wait for next year. it's whatever was old and we gave it a try and it didn't sell, that's what we pass on to another ministry. Gotcha. So yeah, whatever new comes in, we box it up, it goes up to our attic, and come next late October, you'll see Christmas again.
Late October. Wow. I guess that's how it works, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So right now, are we talking about kind of spring things beginning to pop up there? Or
yeah,
Valentine's
we do.
Day? Or
yeah, Valentine's. Right now, our theme up front is, what do we have? Kind of like a safari African theme. We thought about travel. People are probably thinking about just like the mundane snow and icky weather. They probably want to travel a little bit and so go see something. So right now my sign says get lost and go find something new. Ah. So yeah, so it is. We got like a safari thing going on right now. But yeah, in a week or so, Noah, I think we're going to work on, I think Super Bowl comes up before.
Yeah,
I know.
Does.
See, I got to make sure I make sure I'm with the trends. So I think Super Bowl comes first. So we'll turn that into a big sporty area up front and then eventually Valentine's. It's going to be fun. It's going to be like a Paris theme.
Oh, okay.
So we've been hanging on to some Paris stuff. Yes, we. So we're excited about that too, but it's coming.
Well, oftentimes in December, a lot of folks, and I did that this year, you know, after Christmas and whatnot, you do some cleaning, you rearrange, maybe mm-hmm. you've got some furniture, things like that. So for folks who are doing that or looking to do that or you know, whatnot, they need to give you a shout, right?
Absolutely. Please. Yeah. Please give me a call. 615-896-5730. I can pretty much take everything. There's just a few things I can't take. Like I'm not able to take medical items or high recall baby items. But if someone can always call me and ask, and if it's something that I feel like Portico could use, like I'll pass it. Again, I'll keep naming off other ministries. So if I can't take it for some reason, I'll give you a list of people who might be able to. But pretty much I can take everything. I feel like I can take 90% of the stuff that's in your house. But yeah, start doing that fun winter cleaning. On Wednesdays, we do pickup. So any large donations. So if you've got like 10 boxes packed up and you got a few bags of clothes, I'll come and get that. So just put in your garage, give me a call. I'll swing by in a couple of Wednesdays and I'll come and pick that up from you.
That's for furniture too,
yes,
right?
Yes, and furniture. So yeah, anything that's like on the larger side. So you know it's big, like you've packed up more than a car load basically. And you're like, hey, I've got a garage full of stuff here. Can you come pick it up? Not a problem. So I do pickups on Wednesdays. Yeah, for large items and your furniture. Absolutely. So yeah, if you're doing some winter cleaning, think about us, please.
And just give you a call. And you kind of ask for a photo for the furniture just to make sure that it'll fit right.
I do. Yeah, because my furniture space is really small. So I've got to make sure that it does fit. But I'm also looking to make sure like it's like normal wear. If it's got major rips, stains, or tears on it, I'm really sorry. I can't take it. I have got to be able to sell it because my furniture area is small, so I've got to be able to sell it. But yeah, so I do ask for pictures.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for coming in. Congrats on all the growth. we want to keep up with that, so we'll see you
Thank
here
you.
In a month.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Jennifer Sanchez joining us with Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.